One of my favorite songs off that Jahlil Ali album. Y'all go check that out. You know, it's featuring Piggy on the beat. You feel me? I went and got some beats from Piggy on the beat. Hey, y'all check him out. He got slaps, man. Y'all go cash him out for them hot instrumentals. Definitely. Yeah, man. So, in the building with DJ Chill Status right now, you know what I'm saying? We two P's, two players in the game of life, you know what I'm saying? You know, shooting pool, playing for power and pockets and politicking and macking it. You know what's happening. Hey, man, you know, I was talking about slow thizzing last episode, and don't be slow thizzing, man. Don't be out there slow thizzing. Don't be thizzing, man. You know, it's a lot going on, though. See, I told y'all about, you know, the people be acting like they in your corner and they really ain't. You know what I'm saying? That's just life, man. Don't trip off that shit. But yeah, man, I was on the music game, though. You feel me? The music game, man. The music game. And, like, a lot of people ask me, man, how do you do certain things? You know, you got two ways to do it. You got to pay for what you want. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you might got to pay for that studio time, or, you know, that's a valuable tool, paying for studio time. You know what I'm saying? You know, pay for that beat you want, you know what I'm saying? Pay for the artist you want featured, you know what I'm saying? You know, all that stuff, man. It's big, you know. Sometimes you could get the homeboy hookup is always cool, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes you find out when you paying people, you get a little, you might get a little more out of it, you know what I'm saying? It just depends, you know. I won't say, and I will say, get more out of it is because you can pay somebody that might have a higher skill than you, like say an engineer or something, right? They mix all day, you feel me? They record all day, you know. So they own it, you feel me? You can stand over their shoulder, lean over their shoulder, and see what you feel me? See, like, what they doing, what buttons they press. That's what I was doing a lot of time before I ever, like, was able to record myself. You feel me? Yeah, we're going to tap in, too. Okay. Yeah, I'm tapping in. Okay, yeah, excuse me, y'all. I was making a call. I just had to make sure, you feel me, tap in. But, yeah, so, you know, it's like in the game, you know, I used to sit over the engineer that I was probably paying for studio time because they had a studio. I didn't have no studio or nothing like that, or no nothing to record, no actual like computer or nothing like that. So I would stand over the engineer's shoulder, you feel me, and just learn, like, okay, what that do, what they doing. And a lot of times the engineer don't really have no trouble tell you what they doing because you're paying them to work on your music, and so you should know what they're doing. Why not ask? You know, a lot of people are scared to ask because they don't want to look stupid. But I had one of them teachers, one of my teachers was like, ain't no such thing as a stupid question. And so I just ask, you know what I mean? And if somebody don't want to tell you what they're doing that you paying, then they might be ripping you off, you feel me? But yeah, you know, just look at that screen and watch where that mouse move, and you know, ask what that button do sometime, you feel me? And that's how I was just learning, you know what I'm saying? Just soaking up the game, you feel me? And then, you know, I always, you know, worked on the homies and worked on our own thing, recording on a cassette tape, you feel me? And making it sound good on the cassette tape and making sure my mouth wasn't too close to the microphone, or I wasn't spitting on the microphone or saying my P's too powerful, you know what I'm saying? Because them P's is powerful, you feel me? That's why we, you know, two P's, man, we too powerful, you feel me? We too powerful, you feel me? So it's like, how it's going on, rocking and rolling. That's how I was doing music, man. And it was different ways. Like, you know, I have people that, you know, pay for studio time. I have people that made their own studios, you know, and recorded themselves. And, you know, all the music was good. Everything had different sounds. And I thought that's what was fresh, because everything didn't sound the same, you know. California fires got me lit, you know, still smoking the air from the California fires, y'all. We out here, you know. But it's yeah, it was just a real learning experience for me, you know. I had friends of all kinds, and had some friends that had record deals, you know, and I got to see like how things work when an independent record label was paying for your studio time and paying for your project and ideas and the different producers you get to work with. That's how I actually met Pee Wee from the Digital Underground, and you know, he played with Prince and Janet Jackson and a few others, I believe, and you know, he platinum producer. I was working with Nota Piper, man, some cats up out of North Richmond. And he was the Piper at the time. I don't think he was even Nota Piper. I think he was the Piper. And actually, no, he wasn't even going by the Piper right back then. My boy was just going as Genio. Yep, Genio, man. And I've always been Lil Larry, you feel me? That's always been my rap name, even when I was messing with the label and them. And, you know, some cats up out of North Richmond, man, and they was cool, man. You feel me? It's cool. Vallejo, I think North Richmond. And, man, it was some real cool brothers, man. And we was working with them cats and doing music and going to the studio out in Vallejo and vibing out with cats and different artists and real good thing, man. And so I got to see, like, how, you know, it was when you spent hours in the studio with producers and that had been on platinum records and, you know what I mean, and gold records. It was a real big thing. And so just seeing that experience, it was real fresh. And then I had homies that was, you know, doing it the underground way, recording on the four tracks, you know what I'm saying? And then taking that and mastering it and recording on MP3 8.8s and things like that. You know, the little Wisdom Cars, a little forgot them little things, little sound disc or something like that. But yeah, man, Cass was doing music all type of ways, just getting it done from the DA-88s to the 8-ats to the 4-tracks, 8-tracks. You know, I think Fef Nitty had like a 16-tracker or something like that back in the day, digital recorder. I recorded with Fef Nitty, you know what I'm saying, out there in Richmond. He was in Richmond too, man. I used to be in Richmond a lot, man, back in the day, now that I think about it. But you feel me? Messing with my people's different studio music vibes, you know what I'm saying? I had a chick out there. She stayed out there in Richmond back in the day. So, yeah, man, I definitely used to be in the Rich, you know what I'm saying? And that's Richmond, California, for all y'all don't know. We call it the Rich out here, you know what I'm saying, the Rich. And, yeah, so, you know, yeah, just vibing out, man. I got to really just see, like, the going to shows, like, my crew. We had a crew called the Cytoplasms, aka Cyto P. It's a bunch of young cats that love music and, you know, all thought everybody should work together. And we all did through the years, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was real talented making beats and rapping and producing and breakdancing and graffiti writing and everything, man. And, you know, cats was doing it, man. And, you know, a lot of people would be like, oh, man, them like the... It's like the underground. It's like the backpackers, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you got like I did a show with like Spice One, you know what I'm saying? Foothill Square, me and Nard back in the day. Shout out to homie Nard, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I was always been able to kind of like, I guess they say mingle with both sides. You know, the backpackers, people say the backpackers, baggy clothes, the graffiti writers back in the day, you know what I mean? And then I guess people say, yeah, you be able to hang out with them and the gangsters, you know what I'm saying? The players, the thugs, or whatever, you know? And to me, everybody just get down in a different shape, form, or fashion. Everybody just was equally, you know, doing their thing. It's just people show you different ways to do it. You know, there's the free way in the music game, and then there's the, you know, the pay-to-play game. So I feel like you mix a little bit of both, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if you really want something, you got to pay for it. You feel me? That's what I feel like. And you might pay for it with time. You might do a favor for a friend, and then they do a favor for you. You know, that's like bartering trade. That's good, too. Feel me? Paying for it don't always necessarily mean money. You know what I mean? And so that's what I also learned in the game. You know, I used to engineer in the studio. Shout out Lil Pep, who produced Mac Mill. You know what I'm saying? One of the original Macs out here. You feel me? From Oakland, California, for West Oakland. You know what I'm saying? The dangler from 2-4. But yeah, man, so Lil Pep let me engineer in his studio, you know what I'm saying? I run a few sessions for him and stuff. Then he let me get some free studio time where I could work on my own music, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, it was just a good thing, man. I was able to record songs with a platinum artist, Numskola, the Loonies, and Money B, you know what I mean? I was able to, like, record those guys' vocals as an engineer, you feel me? And I was just, you know, pretty big moments, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I might really didn't even, probably didn't get paid that much for that. Actually, no, they paid me for that session. I made sure I got paid for that one. Like, you niggas platinum. But, you know, I'm trading studio time and different, you know, stuff like that, you know, recording cats, man, hooking people up. But, yeah, so it's just like, and that's where the music game keep you. I just like kept it real, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, be me, man. Come straight forward, direct, ask questions if I got questions, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, keep moving, man. And just been blessed and fortunate, you know, to come across and meet the people I have. And I think they just recognize my drive, you know. I got a high drive, you know what I mean? Always have been. And that don't necessarily just mean high, it's getting high smoking weed, because I ain't really always smoke weed like that, you feel me? It's like it'd be an every now and then thing, you know? But it's like, you know, when I was younger, man, just moving, you feel me? And them experiences, I wasn't tripping off how valuable they were. I did trip off how valuable they were, and I appreciate every moment of it. But I didn't know that, like, people paid for those moments now. You know what I mean? Some of the things I was able to experience just as a young artist in the game, being taken along for different projects and being a part of different projects and going to different studios and working with different musicians and artists and seeing how they move. I didn't know how that was going to shape and influence me and the way it did, and just, you know, give me the ability to still be able to put albums out to this day. You know, it showed me. I used to, everybody's in it for the quick minute, right? You want to make a hot album, put it out, go platinum that same year, you know what I mean? That's the next couple months, days even, be all on the radio ever. But that takes us a lot of hard work. And it's a lot of, excuse me, it's purple good. Nah, but yeah, it's a lot of hard work and dedication that goes into that and behind that. And I think sometimes that's lost, especially in the hip-hop community, when people always try to do stuff the free way, you know, or always try to live off the fat of the land. It's like, it's a nice theory and nice concept, but you got to be putting something in the pot. You always got to be giving something back. And, you know, that giving something back is just more than just you being there sometime. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, people got to put in work. And I think that gets lost, you know what I mean? Because you got a lot of cats, like, say, if the government would buy you a house and give you everything you need, cable TV, video games, system, cell phone, new clothes every month, and told you you had to work one day a week and that was it. Some people is the type of people that's going to be like, you know what, when that one day a week come up that they got to work, fuck that, I ain't going to work because I got everything I need, you feel me? And, you know, it's a balance, you know what I'm saying? You can't just give people everything. So it's like, you know, in life you got to pay for what you want, you know what I'm saying? You got to give a couple of dollars, man, help the mold out. It's like a lot of artists that'll work, you know what I'm saying? If, you know, you got something of value that you can trade, like, you know, me being a beat maker, I could give an artist a beat. I could record your song for you, you know what I mean? So I had different skills that I was able to also barter and trade, you know. And I think that's where it comes in at. But a lot of people think, like, oh, man, back in the day, too, especially, like, oh, I got to get signed to the label, or I got to find some cats with money to put my music out or to even do my music. People are like, man, I need some money to even do music. And that's where it's wrong at. You know, I've written many songs with no beat. Just writing lyrics coming to my head, and I ain't got no beat to it. And a lot of songs, actually, that's how I wrote. I didn't have no beat to it, but them lyrics was just coming to my head, and then for some reason, I'm writing lyrics. And then the next thing I know, like, I'll be chilling at the homie house, and he'd be playing some beats. And he'd be like, Blood, I got this beat right here. I don't know. This shit different, though. I don't know if anybody ever fuck with this, Blood. Listen to this shit. And then I listen to the beat. And I'd be like, Blood, I got a song that fit that beat right there. You feel me? And a lot of times I start realizing that's really how the universe works. Like, you might be doing something or have an idea, and you'll complete that idea and be feeling that idea. You be in the moment. And then you'll be like, damn, but I don't have a beat for it. And at that moment, when you say, damn, I don't have a beat for it, that's the moment. That's the defining moment that was like, what are you going to do with this great idea you just had? Are you going to take this idea and just let it lay to rest and forget it? You know what I'm saying? You was feeling it, made you feel good at the time, and then you just stop. Or are you going to take this idea and just keep going with it, you know, just keep rolling with it? You know what I'm saying? And that's what I just kind of, you know, and then you don't know, like, it might be a month later. And, it's a month later, I'm chilling at the homie house. I ain't got no beat for the song, but I got the lyrics for the song and I got the idea for the song. It's all there, right? And then the homie come with the beat a month later. He didn't even like the beat. You know what I mean? Until you put the song to it. He thought the beat wasn't nothing and wasn't nobody like it. And so I just realized, like, yeah, the universe worked like that. You know, so you just got to be patient with stuff. But at the same time, just always working on your craft and music, you know, whether you're writing the lyrics or, you know, promoting yourself to somebody new on the internet or, you know what I mean, coming with the next show or coming with the next new idea. I think that's what, like, music was and was all about for me. You know what I mean? Is being able to spark that, okay, we done heard what Candy Beat sound like. You know what I'm saying? What's the name sampled that? You feel me? Biggie Smalls and them sampled them other tracks. And you know what I mean? Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day, and all these different hot samples. It's like, okay, what I'm going to add to the game? I'm like, they already did that already. So now I'm like, man, I got to make some beats. You feel me? I got to make some new beats. You know what I'm saying? Because them is day beats. Them is old beats. You know what I'm saying? So it's like them is gold and diamond and platinum beats too. So it's like, okay, how am I going to bring something new to the table? And that's where I kind of just, you know, my production side just come in and me making beats and instrumentals and compositions and things, whatever you want to call it. Me as a composer, Lil Larry musical artist, you know. You know, just add giving to the game, you know, and I guess that's where you ain't got to pay to play to make a free beat. You know what I'm saying? That a beat, making a beat is free. You feel me? And so, yeah, man. Whoa. Hey, man, we'll talk about that in a minute. Hey, hold on. I could tap in with the Naturally Dope. Let's see. Let me see if I can tap in with the Naturally Dope. Might tap in with the Naturally Dope, y'all. Hold on, we got a hot one here on Two P's in the Podcast. Let me see here. Might be able to tap in with Naturally Dope over the phone here. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if hey, man, you live on Two P's in the Podcast. What's up, Naturally Dope?
Hey, what's going down? Hey, am I live? Hey, yo, check this out, man. Is this thing on?
Yeah, man, you live, baby. So what's up, man? Hey, you know, we're gonna have that question and answer video we did. We're gonna have an audio version on Two P's in the Podcast. You know,
we two P's. You feel me? Yeah. That's dope. Y'all gonna have to do a what's the name version of that, man.
You gotta come through to the podcast, man. Yeah.
Okay. Where y'all be broadcasting it from out of the station?
No, we got a secret location. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We got a secret location on the space station. We on the space station. We on fam. We broadcasting live from the space station, man.
Yeah, man. Once y'all get some crystals up, man. You know what I'm saying? Beam me in, baby. I'm ready.
We go Star Trekking, man. Hey, yeah, I just was tapping in, man. So look, man, I was talking about like music, right? And you know how you could do things for free and then you could pay, you know. It's what's some of the things you've been able to do for free in music, man?
Things I've been able to do for free in music?
Yeah.
Perform, record, work with people, you know what I'm saying? As far as having them on my project, me on their projects, you know what I'm saying? Make friends. You know what I'm saying? And just get happiness out of it. I mean, there's so much you can do for music for free, but now everybody just feels that they have to put a price on things, you know what I'm saying? Just for something that people love and love to see and love to do, you know? It's kind of like an infection. Money became an infection, and it's not like people are making super, like the masses are making a super amount of money off of music itself, you know?
Right.
It's like, it's derivatives of music. It's not necessarily just the music, like the product, but it's like from the productions, the lyricism, you know, people making it, but, you know, it really does take away when you put that on it, you know? It shouldn't be about the money.
Right, right. Most definitely, man. But then sometimes, you know, you got to pay for what you want in life too, right?
Indeed. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, that's a circulate. That's all part of it. But circulate the money around. You know what I'm saying? Spend with your folks' support as their support. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all about support, bro. We got, especially if like you're artists from the same city. You know, like we from the B town. We like right between Oakland and Richmond, man.
Exactly. Right between Oakland and Richmond, right above Emeryville. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, man, I'm just tapping in, man. I was like, all right, man, I got live Naturally Dope on the tap in right quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, well, for sure, man.
I definitely let me know, man. I'll come through. You know what I'm saying? My nights is kind of taken up.
Hey, man, that's cool, man. Don't worry about all that, man, right now. We live, baby. So that's too much information right now. We're going to tap in with you later, Naturally.
Holla.
Yeah, man, that was Naturally Dope, you know what I'm saying? We just tapped in with the Naturally Dope one time, you know. He was on, you know, and popping, you know, say stop through, you know, just wanted to let y'all know. So, yeah, man, everybody listening, you can do things for the F, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes Lil Larry let you know you got to pay for what you want. You feel me? You got to go buy a little studio equipment. You feel me? Don't always try to use your friends, or you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you learn more, just through self-trial and error. You ain't always got to be in a big group. You got to learn to spend time alone and build yourself up. And I think that time alone lets you get raw, and then you come through, tell the homies come through, like, look what I made. You feel me? Then you make another one in front of the homies, you know what I mean? Then you just have different styles, you know what I'm saying? You do all type of different things. I listened to Zaytoven talk about that, how like I think he had his niece on his lap while he was making a beat, you feel me? He did, some cats will let that bother him, like, oh, I can't make no beat right now because I got hella kids running around, there's people talking and stuff. Yeah, Zaytoven making a beat with his niece on his lap, why is mama and auntie and them talking in the background, you feel me? So it's like, my whole point to this is don't let nothing stop you. You know what I mean? When you get to that point of, oh, I can't do this right now because this is like this or this is like that. It's like, nah, man, that shit don't even matter. People ain't even tripping. Like, everybody got problems. See, it's like you be thinking everybody's shit don't stink or this or that. Everybody's shit stink. You feel me? Everybody get hungry. You know what I'm saying? Everybody fart. You feel me? Everybody burp at some time when they didn't expect to. You feel me? Like, that type of shit happens. And I think, like, with the music game, people get so caught up on the imagery, you know, and forget, like, yeah, artists may have told you a song and probably told you a song about some good times and fun times, you feel me, and probably told you a song about some bad times too, but, you know, they can't tell you 365 unless they got making a song every day about what the fuck happened. Well, let me stop telling them that game there. But, yeah, if you're making a song every day about what happened, then, man, that might be the new album. Fuck it. Next year, I'll make a song every day about what happened and put that shit out. That's my new goal. Fuck it. I just came to 365 fucking today, the year album. I just came with the whole year album, bro. Fuck. I'm going to put this shit out. It's going to be somebody biting me, chill. Fucking shit. But it's okay. You feel me? Because this is what I realized, right? It's a lot of people in the world, and sometimes people be thinking cats is biting, right? Like, I remember, for example, somebody asked me, they was like, man, on the Naturally Dope album, True Justice, he put Malcolm X at the end of a Naturally Dope song, right? And I was like, yeah, he did. And then I know the homie, I know for sure, listening to the Gremlin album, he got Malcolm X on his album too, right? And y'all want to know the funniest part about that shit? I know for sure that nigga True Justice didn't hear the Gremlin album before he put Malcolm X on that song. You know what I'm saying? I know that for a fact. Because we, you know, niggas talked about when niggas didn't know that niggas had albums out and shit like that. Because in the days of social media and all this shit, you know, a cat might like your post and shit, because I do this. You feel me? I might like your post, but I ain't listen to your music. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, okay, I'm going to get back to that later. I'm just liking for support, especially on Facebook. That shit, they kicked me off, though. Hey, Facebook, you motherfuckers ban me. Give me my page back. I need to get in contact with some people off my page, man. I got fucking people's publishing information in my fucking inbox. You motherfuckers, give me Facebook, give me my page back. Lil Larry 420 wants his page back, man. Lil Larry 420 at gmail.com. This is my message to Facebook. Yeah, y'all Google this. My message to Facebook, give me my Facebook page back. This is Lil Larry the rapper. I need that page back, man. I didn't understand. I didn't know how y'all shit worked. You know what I'm saying? I need that page back. You know what I'm saying? But it's good. Fuck it. Anyway, but yeah, so now, but like, you know, I think great minds think alike, back to Biden and shit like that, you feel me? I think like great minds think alike, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of people might think, like, oh, okay, he heard each other album, so they both got Malcolm X on their album, and nope, the nigga True Justice surprised the niggas with that and didn't even, you feel me? When he came with that, that's what his idea, and he added to the song on Naturally Dope album that he cutting on, you feel me? So it's like, just him and the Gremlin, you know, they thought alike, you feel me? Add Malcolm to some shit, you feel me? On some songs and over beats and shit. So it's just like great minds think alike, man. It ain't no biting going on. It's some biting going on in the world, but around in people I do music with, and I know these is facts that I gotta state, you feel me? So niggas don't be putting no fake ass rumors out there like, oh, them niggas bit my shit. Nah. Ain't no biting going on over here. Shit, niggas is doing shit that I ain't even heard. You feel me? Especially for that, you know, like Malcolm X speech. Like, man, how many people chill you think have probably used Malcolm X or Martin Luther King on an album? You know? You gonna say every person that put Malcolm X on the album got that idea from when Natural did it. Nah. Or got that idea from when Grimm did it. Nah. Great minds think alike, man. But yeah, this music game, man. So yeah, that's how I kind of like got to the point, was able to do a lot that I did. You feel me? Natural talked about that. Some shows was free. You know what I'm saying? Have I ever paid to do a show? Nah. I've invested with shows. You know what I'm saying? Done a promotional show. Bought hella flyers and shit like that. You know what I mean? And invested in shit, but other than that, nah, I really ain't paid to do no shows. Would I pay to do a show? Shit, if it was for the player jug and the timing was right. It's all about timing. You feel me? The vibe. You know what I'm saying? Have a nigga back though. That nigga Mike T back though the nigga on the show one time. He got my partners at the Cannabis Club. Them niggas high, of course. Got them to invest in him to perform and open up for the Dog Pound, because he told them that me and the Gremlin was going to be performing. And they thought me and Gremlin had our own sets. You feel me? Like, niggas had they, you know, some shit. So niggas backdoed me on that Dog Pound show. You feel me? But it was good. You feel me? I don't fuck with niggas like that no more. You feel me? It was like, niggas was like, okay, that nigga's in your crew. I had never did music with him when we was younger. And I was like, all right, let me go fuck with this nigga. I did a song with the nigga, and, you know, shit. The nigga just did some J-Cat shit. He did a fake album release. And the nigga album was supposed to release the day of the Dog Pound show. That nigga shit, I don't think it never released. I don't know what happened to that album, but shit. I dropped like a couple mixtapes just to, you know what I'm saying, do what I do. You get what I'm saying? Let niggas know I'm dropping. I'm putting out music. You feel me? I don't know what these other cats doing, but so I just stay away from motherfuckers when I even start being on that fake shit in the music and shit, and get the 42 faking and shit, because it'd be like, I'd be around, you know what I'm saying, it'd be money opportunities and shit, and then situations created and trust created, and you know what I'm saying, relationships built up on, and motherfuckers be fucking off, you know what I'm saying, or with they high ass tactics too. Some motherfuckers just be too high, you feel me? That'd be a lot of shit too. That's how a lot of business get fucked off in the Bay on the real. Is niggas be too high, talking too much, you feel me? Just like fucking off business, you get what I'm saying? So it'd be like, you know, everybody's a fucking genius. Everybody's smarter than the next motherfucker. It's like the capitalistic attitude. I'm better than you, I'm better than you, I'm better than you. It's like, nah, niggas is all in the same fucking boat, bro. Like, you know, but you get that. You feel me? Some people, you know, they feel certain ways. It's cool, man. Everybody's entitled, right? So I just let people do what they do, man. You know, a lot of people, they like, L, who is the niggas under you? I'm like, man, ain't nobody up under me. You know what I'm saying? I'm L Dog, man. I'm a beast. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I only thing I keep up under me is my woman. You get what I'm saying? And my daughter, man. I don't even with all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to have niggas on my label and different shit. You feel me? It's like, I don't really have time to support niggas' drug habits. You feel me? Like, if niggas didn't have... You know what I'm saying? Or just bad habits. We don't even say niggas drug habits, right? We just say niggas bad habits. You feel me? Because a lot of people don't make financially sound decisions. You feel what I'm saying? People are investing certain things that, you know, shit, you just wrong investments, man. You know what I mean? People invest, or they don't invest in themselves, really. You know what I'm saying? You got to invest in yourself. If people don't see you investing in yourself, who's want to invest in you? If people can't see your work, who wants to pay you for more work? You know what I mean? Like, how are you gonna gain more? So it's like that, you know what I mean? I just, you know, shit, man, the music, people's wild up out here, man. The music game, from like, that's why I guess I say it come back to the drugs, like seeing all the different drugs people use and shit, and then how, you know, it changed them. They may not realize the change, you know, because who realizes a change when they're high? But, you know, and that's part of the high, right? I just changed my perception, my thought pattern, my chemical. Your whole chemical makeup changes when you get high. Your chemicals in your body are doing different things. You're not used to that. So I think, like, just when it comes to a lot of business, because when it just comes down to, like, some real, like, street game or, you know what I mean, business that cats are handling on the streets, so, like, when you apply it to the music cats, you know what I'm saying, just be on some different shit. You feel me? They... You know, act like they got to really contribute to the pot. They act like they, they want to just look at for that, get that label mentality. Like, I got to get signed. I got to get close to the money. And I used to have that mentality too. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, I talk about that mentality because I know that mentality. I was young, like, man, yep, I got to get signed. I got to get investors. I got to whoop, whoop, whoop. Feel me? So I started getting around them platinum producers and shit, and they be like, "Ew, you could do this shit yourself. Ew, you could do this shit yourself. Ew, you could do this shit yourself." Like, niggas just start telling me that shit. I mean, even Be Legit told me some shit like that. You feel me? It's like, hella niggas tried to introduce me and Be Legit. Shout out Be Legit. You feel me? Rock with SE 40 cousin. You feel me? And Be Legit like the mob. Like, you see Be Legit, nigga, at the club, nigga, on the, you know, you see Be Legit, like, everywhere, nigga, and Bila be by herself, you feel me? Bila, like, nigga, Bila be like, bolo on that tripping, nigga. I love Be Legit, man. Shout out Bila, man. You know what I'm saying? I remember we were smoking blunt one time, and, you know, he was just giving me some game, me and T-Pup, man, from PTS, because T-Pup, his group, Players Trying to Strive, they were signed with Sick With It Records, because don't get it twisted, like, 40 put on hella people. You feel me? Shout out E-40. I can't knock E-40, man. I can't never knock E-40, man. Period. A lot of people like, ew, you ain't never tried to do a song with him or nothing like that. I'm like, shit, I know the game. We come from the same, you know what I mean? The same game, man. I ain't mad. Do your thing. You feel me? If 40 ever want to do a song with me, man, I'll do a song with 40. You feel me? No problem. But, you know niggas come from that turf, man. You know what it is. You feel me? He know what it is. But, yeah, man, like, Bila, you know what I'm saying? He was telling me some shit. He was like, ew, man, shit. Nigga, you got the hardest thing to get, and that's other rappers' respect. Like, you know, because my nigga T-Pup was telling him about him and different people, you know, like, man, this my nigga L, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I guess back then, like, just being a youngster, I was humble, you feel me? I wasn't really tripping, you know what I'm saying? Like, talking, I was just like, man, for sure, bro. One love, you know, I'm just keeping it mellow. It's Be Legit, nigga. This nigga platinum like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Puppy used to, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, man, niggas is like really... You know what I'm saying? I got Be Legit showing me respect as a young rapper. You know what I'm saying? So in my mind, I'm like, all right, nigga. I just kept it humble and just kept my foot to the grind. And, like, nigga, just did my own thing. Nigga started putting out my own albums and shit like that. You feel me? And just paying for my own studio time. You know what I'm saying? And then go get put together my own little pieces. You know what I'm saying? And start getting piece here and a piece there. You feel me? And just, you know, the pieces was coming from the streets. You feel me? Shout out my nigga that hooked me up with that G4. You feel me? That came up on that G4 Apple. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Nigga was in the game. Nigga hollered at the homie Syntax. Nigga, that nigga was working at the fucking radio station and shit and all this shit. That nigga hooked up my G4, nigga, and ran it. You know what I'm saying? It was just, you know, nigga had that good run. You feel me? Olympic with it. You know what I'm saying? Just on a good run, man. And, you know, and I just learned from the OGs, man. I learned from different situations and shit like that just on how to move through this shit. You feel me? And how to be able to still walk down the street by my motherfucking self if I want to. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't need no mob or no gang around me. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to the gangs. And, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the mob know what it is. You feel me? And it just is what it is, you know. But now, on the real, it's just like, you know, Hollywood fake shit, though. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Just show me how to move as a man and at the same time do music, you know what I mean? And be a musician, but be an artist, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? And still just, you know, keep it humble, but still do my art and do my craft, you feel me? And do it the way I wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, that's like what I took away from the music game and just, you know what I mean? Just do shit the way you do what you want to do at the end of the day. You can have somebody up over you if you want to. You feel me? I could have tried to sign with this label or that label or, you know what I'm saying, seek them record deals. I think a couple years ago I had a couple record labels really seeking me out. And, they just wanted control of my, like, 50-song album and different shit, probably. You feel me? You know, it's like, now I probably sell my catalog, you feel me, for some money. For label offering me, like, if they want to just buy my catalog right now, just cash me out, they can hit me with a number, you feel me? Everything is negotiable. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like, you know what I'm saying? I go make some music right now. You feel me? You cash me out, I just make music. You know what I'm saying? So I sell my catalog, you know what I'm saying? Or license my catalog. Really, you want to license any of my music for film or movies? You know what I'm saying? I've been talking to a few people about that. You know what I'm saying? Sinestro Enigma. Man, what's up? I need them film hookup, man. Lil Larry need to get one of them movies. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm just trying to, yeah, that's what I'm on, man, right now. That's what some of the music game is giving me. Some of the things I've taken away from the music game. You know, I remember playing the video games with Drew Down in the studio. You feel me? At the grill back in the day. I think we was playing Street Fighter. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. Just, you know, just all type of shit, man. Shout out Drew Down. Pimp of the Year. You know what I'm saying? Then Jay-Z went and sampled that beat. Put Foxy Brown on it. You feel me? Drew Down in them, man. You know, shout out to Regime. Shout out Lee Majors. Ride Mean. Yeah, man, just a lot of things. Shout out Yuck Mouth. Yuck always show love. Much respect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of cool artists, man, over the times. You feel me? That are just been fortunate to come across with in just real situations. You know what I mean? Everybody got us in the studio together. We vibing out. We working on music. This thing's happening. Shout out Otis and Suge. Oh, I got an Otis and Suge track with like me, Silky, and Otis and Suge. And never got released because the homie went to the pen, the penitentiary, for those who don't know what the pen is. But yeah, the homie went to the penitentiary, man. And that song never got released. That's one of them ones. Chill out. Wow. Lil Larry, Silky, and Otis, featuring Otis and Suge. Lil Larry featured Silky, Otis, and Suge. Good Lord, the heater, man. You feel me? They just one of them times they let it was on L. We in the lab. You feel me? Otis and Suge over there. You know what I'm saying? They on I think a few platinum E40 records. You know what I'm saying? Platinum Two Short records, singles, and all type of stuff. But yeah, Otis and Suge was in the lab. I was in the lab, Silky was in the lab. Song was on me. You feel me? I had one too, had that idea. Came with it. Everybody was with it and we did it. You know what I'm saying? But, man, Rich. Shout out Rich, man. If you ever find that song with Otis and Suge and Lil Larry, man, I need that. I don't know who got it. It was on some ADAT tapes, you feel me? I need that, man. It's out there though. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's one of them situations too that just made me realize, like, when the big homie went to the pen, it was like, all right, man, the big homie's going to the pen. Big homies is getting killed and shit. Like, I gotta really watch how I move through this shit. You get what I'm saying? Niggas will target you because you're a musical artist. You feel me? And it's like, especially being like where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, I'm a B-town nigga, but like, you know, I got two granny houses. One granny house in B-town, the other granny house in Dogtown, West Oakland. You feel me? And so for anybody that know, like, them shits is literally 10 minutes apart. You feel me? So I literally be in the car and be able, from one granny house to another in 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's just some real shit. You feel me? Just them worlds at the time, from Southside Berkeley to West Oakland and the waterfront and all that shit. This shit was grimy. You know what I'm saying? You got in B-Town, you got Norteño Hood a couple blocks away. You feel me? Norte's, that's Norte's, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Westside Berkeley. You feel me? All the Norte's. You know what I'm saying? Lil Larry tapping in. L Dog B-Town. Y'all know what it is. But, yeah, man, you had that hoods, you feel me? You got, you know, the bruhs, got the South in the front, too, you feel me? You got a few Serenos out here back then, Border Brothers and shit. You know what I'm saying? You always got the white boys and shit. And, motherfucker, then you got West Oakland right there, too. And then, you know, you cross on North Oakland, and my auntie house was in North Oakland, you feel me? You know, shout out, rest in peace, Ain't Boo, you know what I'm saying? Ain't Boo house right there in the north on Eileen, you feel me? So, like, I pretty much, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was in through all the hoods, you feel me? The north, the west, you know what I'm saying? The B-Town, you feel me? And then shit, you know, niggas had, you know, Mo family in the west, you know what I'm saying? You know, so it's just how shit was, you know, and shit back then was, you know, was grimy, you feel me? I think Uzis was still legal in California and shit. Niggas running around Tech Nines and Uzis and shit all in the hood, you feel me? The big shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, I took them elements, you know what I'm saying? And that shit kept a nigga sharp too. So when I was moving through this shit, I wasn't one of them rappers that you heard about getting robbed and shit. You feel me? I just didn't never want to be one of them niggas. You feel me? One of them rappers getting slapped up or one of them rappers getting beat up. You know what I'm saying? And so for my career, that's why I be joking. I be like, what's that nigga name? Floyd Mayweather, nigga? I'm like, I'm little Larry Weather, nigga. You feel me? What's that, nigga? Hey, man, you feel me? Ain't one of them rappers getting robbed. Ain't one of them rappers getting slapped up, beat up. You know what I'm saying? None of that shit, bro. You feel me? I just learned, you feel me, from the big dogs, you know what I'm saying? From the big bros, you know what I'm saying? That let me hang around them when I was youngster and shit, you feel me? And just like, okay, that's how they move, you know? Shout out Delinquents, you feel me? Them niggas always been dank or die. You feel me? Niggas like MC Pooh, you know what I'm saying? Been fucking with Dank, you know what I'm saying? And nigga Be Legit Hemp Museum, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just soaking this game up, you get what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, boom. So now you look at me here in the future, nigga. I'm part of the legalization movement, you know what I'm saying? Right here in my city in Berkeley, you feel me? Where, you know, one of the first longest running dispensaries in America, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, it just taught me how I want to move in life, you feel me? It's like, you know, of course I studied the Black Panthers and Huey P. Newton and them, and how, you know, revolutionary they was, and just, you know, changing society, man. Looking at some shit in society ain't right and fixing it. And honestly, you know what I'm saying, that's what, you know, maybe the president can't do that, because that's more powerful than one job. It take a team. But, you know, that's what the FBI need to be fucking focusing on, like making sure the people's doing their job, making sure that school programs ain't getting cut, because these people keep stealing all the money. They can come up with the perfect budget, like, you know what I'm saying? Stop ripping the motherfucking poor people off and shit, you feel me? You know, why Trader Joe's got better food than Safeway, you feel me? Why that food ain't everywhere for the low, you feel me? Like, why that we ain't focusing on that type of food for everybody, you know what I mean? So it shouldn't be no shit like that, you feel me? Why at the corner store in the black neighborhoods, they sell all the shit with fucked up shit, but then in the white neighborhoods, they don't, because the white people taking care of their people better, or what the fuck is going on? So it's like shit like that, you know, you gotta fix shit, man. And I don't think it becomes more than a white and black thing, you know, it just become a rich and poor thing, you feel me? The have and the have nots, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I think that's what I learned in the music game too, right? Like, you might have people that have more equipment or have a bigger studio, but it's because they invested in themselves. So I guess that's one of the things, is invest in yourself. Because the people I saw that invested in themselves, you know, people having studios and like they they grandmama basement or they grandmama garage or they mama backyard or, you know what I mean, they mama garage. Them is a lot of the people that I see that took it further. You know, even the homies that niggas having shit in their apartment. I can remember, you feel me, going to fuck with like Dude Damage and shit back in the day, and just different niggas just doing shit. You feel me? Niggas be blowing up, man. And just that, it's that will, really. It's like some niggas have it, and it's the have and have nots. And it's not to have money, it's just to have the will and determination to do some shit. You feel me? I remember, nigga, I didn't have no drum machine. Nigga, we borrowed the homie drum machine because he had faith in us, nigga. This nigga was, you know, one of the older cats. You feel me? He trusted us with the drum machine. And then I had a little Casio keyboard. We took the drum machine and keyboard, recorded cassette tapes. You feel me? And so it's just like, you gotta have that drive through whatever circumstances you're facing. You know what I'm saying? I know people that recorded in the fucking living room. Niggas done recorded in anywhere. You feel me? Just that drive to get it done. I know niggas that recorded albums in the motel room. Niggas done, you know what I mean? All type of shit, bro. Like, niggas done recorded albums on fucking tour buses and fucking vans and fucking everywhere, bro. Like, it's just when it comes to this music, it's just that dry hard work and determination. And everybody be wanting the easy street. Like, oh, somebody should pay me because I'm good. Nigga, don't you know somebody that went to music school? Don't you know somebody that went to school for everything you think you good at? They went to school for it and really know it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I was speaking earlier, like, you know, me paying for studio time back in the day, standing over the engineer's shoulder and asking questions, was like me paying to go to school, but at the same time I'm getting songs done and owning my masters. You know what I mean? And that's really important in this game. When you own your masters, then you can license your songs for films, and you can license your songs to anybody. You can license the same song over and over. It don't matter. One song might get you, they might want to put your song in 10 different movies. Go the fuck for it, because everybody want to use different clips. You know what I mean? They might have, some people want to use the instrumental clip, other people might want to use the rap clip. You know what I'm saying? So it's different game in that. You know what I mean? It's just different. When I say game, I guess it's just knowledge. You know what I'm saying? When I say game, I mean knowledge. So when y'all hear me speak on that, you know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about playing no games. I'm just saying, you know, the knowledge. You feel me? And so, yeah, that's what it is in this shit, man. That's what it is in this shit, for sure. And you'll see when people respect you, those are the people that are willing to work with you through whatever cost. You feel me? They'll work with you. And you know what I mean? And the people that don't work with you, don't work with you. You know what I mean? That's just how I go. You feel me? But I know that money talks and bullshit walks. And there's a lot of bullshit walking. You feel me? Because it's a lot of people be like, oh, man, I should be here, there, there. And then you look at the money that they invested in themselves, you know? And if all you're investing in yourself is weed and alcohol and various other drugs, then, you know, all your results is going to be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, I know. You know what I'm saying? You can't just invest in that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, dude. You got to invest in actual physical things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I sold a CD for $100 because I took the time to print up a CD. You feel me? So I valued it at $199 and it sold for $99 and I got $91 out the deal. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's just like how shit go. But if I had never took the time to put that money into that and to make that move, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't have happened, you know. And the reason you got so many critics in the world is because they're beat already. They're failures. So what happens is nothing. This is what beats a failure, right? The only thing that beats a failure is a try. So if you never try to take your music career to the next level, you're already beat by somebody that took their career to the next level. You feel me? And I think that's what you have, like, in the music game. And right now, I hear a lot of people say, oh, I don't like none of the new artists. Shit, well, you're not searching hard enough. Or I don't like none of the new music. Well, you're really not searching hard enough, because you can Google it. There's over 1,000 songs that come out every day digitally on the internet. So there's no way that you could have searched for all the new music, because it might be some hot K-pop, J-pop, some cats rapping in Japanese or Korean. You know what I'm saying? And so it's definitely dope music coming out. I done heard some shit from, man, right from West Oakland. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas got videos and shit slap. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I don't think it's radio friendly. You know, you ain't gonna hear it on FM radio, but it's on YouTube. You know what I mean? And so when I hear people say ain't no good music out, it just lets me know they're living in a box of what they listen to, you know, and they just have a preference. And it's cool. You can have a preference for what you listen to, and you can have a preference for what you search for. You know, if you search for old music that you missed when you were 15 years old or 20 years old, that's cool. Nothing's wrong with that. But there is hot new music being produced and released every day. That I guarantee. You know what I'm saying? Because I stay with new music in my whip. You know what I'm saying? In my car. You know, straight up. You feel me? So, yeah, that's what it's about, man. Don't let people have y'all misguided and blinded. You'll hear a lot of people point fingers. And you got to look at the people that point the finger. And why this guy ain't pointing the finger at himself? You know what I mean? Because I often got to point the finger at myself. And a lot of times, hey, man, you know, you try something that don't work, you do it better. You know what I mean? And that's what I've always been about just from day one where it comes to making beats, rapping, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, whatever I'm doing, just do it better. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just do it. You know what I'm saying? I seen, shout out Colin Kaepernick, you feel me, and Nike. Shout out Colin Kaepernick and Nike for teaming up together. Because, you know, that Colin Kaepernick is the new leader of the Just Do It campaign. And that's what it's really about. You'll hear cats talking about, man, I'm rawer than everybody. I can make an album doper than everybody. Just do it. You feel me? We don't want to hear that. You be like, man, those cats are weak. Well, what makes you stronger than them? Because you just didn't put out no records, or because you just didn't choose to do that show, or just didn't choose to, you know what I mean, just make that move and put their best foot forward. And so it's like, you know, some people lack confidence, man, and that's cool, man. You know, you're scared of what other people are gonna say. They're gonna critique you, you know what I'm saying? And so that's cool, man. But you know, just sometime you'll be amazed with results. You know, I put out some songs that I didn't think nobody was gonna like, and then people love them. You know what I mean? I was like, man, ain't nobody trip off this shit. Nigga, I was hiding the motherfucker, vibing out, smoking weed, drinking and shit. Man, I don't even know if people gonna like this shit. Man, that shit wound up being some of the best shit. You feel me? And so right then, it just taught me, just do it. It wasn't no going back then. I done did the test. You feel me? I done tested the waters. I done got the music out there. I done put about 10,000 CDs in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And people like that shit. They going to it. You feel me? I'm motivating cats to write new songs. And you know what I mean? I'm motivating new songs. I'm creating new things. And that's what it's about, creation. Like when you have a child, the birth of a child, you know what I'm saying? You got to create new life. You know what I'm saying? Continue life. Keep life going. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, you know, that's what it's about, man. Just giving life a chance. You feel me? And that's what it's like when you have kids and stuff. You're just giving a kid a chance. You know, the world fucked up. You know what I'm saying? The world's going to be fucked up. But it's cool. It's also going to be some good things that happen. You feel me? And some good feelings and some good times. You know what I mean? It's not going to be all bad. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I think that's what it's about. And when you just put your best foot forward, you'll be amazed what you can do. You might be amazed at the response you get. You know what I mean? Like, oh, cats is feeling that shit. Man, cats is up, man. That shit dope. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what it's about. Is you know, just do it, y'all. For everybody listening out there, you got something you've been lingering on, you know what I mean? Something you just been haggling with, you know, something you've been talking about doing. It's like, nah, do that shit. You feel me? Get up off your ass and do it. You feel me? Do it tomorrow. Do it now. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait, because time don't wait for nobody. You feel me? Every day is passing, you know, fast, and whatever you did yesterday already happened. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of just how I be moving, man. I'm like, you know, always trying to make shit better wherever I'm at, you know what I'm saying? And just be a part of the vibes, you know what I mean? And just keep the music going, you know. I remember having a conversation with One Drop Scott. Shout out One Drop Scott. You know, a lot of people don't know, like, you know, he play with Confunction and different things like that. You know, he produced that Mac Dre track, Get Stupid, you feel me, and a lot of other tracks. One Drop Scott, legendary Bay Area producer, rap producer, funk, you know what I'm saying? excuse me. We ran into each other in the morning, both buying some Philly Titans. Or, no, I was buying some Philly Titans. I don't know what he was buying, but I was buying some Philly Titans at like 6 in the morning. I think he was getting some gas at our local gas station because he stayed not too far from me and stuff. And you know, I was like, man, One Drop, I didn't think I'd still be doing music, man. And he was like, Lil Larry, man, nah, you got to keep doing music, man. Like, music is in you. You know what I'm saying? It's a part of you. It's who you are, bro. You need more cats like you just to keep coming with that original music and just keep it going. I'm like, damn, this coming from One Drop Scott. He like, you know, platinum producer, man. He produced so many, you know, bangers, man. You feel me? And, you know, it's just moments like that, man. It's just, it's what you, is priceless, what you can't pay for. You'd be fortunate to meet a lot of good people in the music. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't all janky. You know what I'm saying? It is some janky people in the music industry, though. You feel me? Some energy vampires. I guess the new old game is people want to get close to you and feel like they know you, and nobody can really truly know you unless they spend every 24 hours with you, but they try and get close to you, act like they know you, and then run tell that. You feel me? They go run tell that coin tell pro, like, oh, this is what I know. So yeah, man, hold on one second. Hello, hey, this is my mama. Hey, hold on one second. Gotta tap out, y'all. See y'all. Be back in a minute. We take a small break. Hey, chill. Take over, man. It's the Lil Larry. Two Peas in the Podcast Live.